I was telling people how you have utilized psychics to keep the search up. Tell me a little bit about the method they use.
Well, they have different skills and different gifts that, you know, I became literally familiar with 4 years ago when I started this, almost 5 years now. And they're clairvoyant and clairsatient and all the clairs, and we have mediums, remote viewers. One of the individuals you'll speak to tonight is a forensic astrologer, and they use all of these skills to look either into the future or the past as to, you know, something out there in the universe that I certainly can't explain, and in some cases they can't either. And this information comes to them in these various skill levels. Obviously, the remote viewer is tuning into a system that can actually put a picture, and their picture is in their mind's eye, as I understand it, and that picture tells them exactly what took place, either in a missing child case, a missing adult, or in some cases a murder.
Do you find that law enforcement is beginning to accept people with these skills, these abilities, or do they still kind of privately laugh it off or try to shy away from this?
Well, surprisingly, in the almost 5 years that we've been a group, I've only been turned away by three police departments that basically said, and I think it's just because they're not educated to the fact, they said, we can't use the information for court or to get a search warrant or any of that, so therefore, you know, we're not going to use it, your services, and more importantly, we don't believe in it, and basically didn't want to have anything to do with us. But in that time period, it was only three police departments, which I think is significant in the fact that all of the rest of them have been, you know, very good about this. They say sometimes that they don't believe in it, but, you know, the really good police officers will say, I'll do anything in order to find a missing person or a missing child. So in that respect, I think the police departments all across the country are sort of adopting this, but adopting it with a little bit of hesitation. And part of that is ego-based, and part of it is, you know, not wanting officers, you know, in their particular police department to make fun of them. But the real progressive police officer will use any tool, regardless of what that tool is.
I want to take advantage of your expertise, Kelly, while we can here, even though we're going to concentrate a lot on what the psychics and astrologers do in this field, in this kind of work. I go back and forth between L.A. and St. Louis, and as you're aware, several months ago they had this incredible case in St. Louis where they found an abducted child. And then later on, they found another abducted child that had been missing for years living there, the Sean Hornbeck case.
Correct.
And, I mean, how incredibly bizarre that was. Would this have been a case where psychics could have helped, or did they help?
Well, I'm not aware of any psychics working on that particular case, but in answer to your question, absolutely. If our group was involved, at least we could have determined through the psychic gifts that the individuals were alive and or deceased. And when we're using this information, you do get a sense for the case as whether if everyone is saying that the person is deceased, it doesn't necessarily mean it's true, but it certainly leads and lends to that theory.
Will the psychic or will you actually tell a parent or a family member, we see your loved one is dead?
Well, we have in the past. It's not something we try to, we actually try to stay away from that. But the reasoning behind it is we want to work mostly with police departments. And we don't want any of the gory facts that the psychics are coming up with to get into the hands of the family. We want them to have the factual information, but we don't want to have the gory information. But most of the time, the families in these missing children or missing adult cases, they pretty much have their own intuition and know whether the person is alive or dead. At least they have this feeling. And it's not necessarily something that we you know, have in our rules or protocols. It's just you sort of feel it out with the family and you make them understand that you're here just trying to bring some closure, you know, for the missing adult or child. And in my case, I'm the one talking always to the families or to the police. So I try to get that feel when I'm first talking to them.
A little bit later on tonight, Kelly, we're going to talk about some real cases that your group has worked on, and some of them are pretty incredible. Do you sometimes experiment on cases that you're not assigned to? Example, the Natalie Holloway case in Aruba. Would you test this with your psychics to see if you can find her, to see where she may be? And then also, why not jump in on the search for Bin Laden, for example?
Well, certainly we have in the past, and most recently we did work on the Natalie Holloway case.
Okay.
And that was largely due to the fact that numerous psychics in the group wanted to work it, and I'm a conduit for them, so if they want to work on something, whether we're invited into the case or not, I will collect the information and get it into the hands of the right, you know, the right people. The authorities in this case were, you know, or the FBI.
Would you share with us what they see, the psychics?
Well, in that particular case, they were not all over the gamut, you know, dead or alive. There was pretty much a percentage of around 80% that did say that she was deceased. And then there was a small percentage say that she was, you know, taken somewhere to a different part of the world. And
like she was kidnapped somewhere,
exactly.
And she's put into bondage or whatever?
Correct. And and that was a small percentage of, you know, the psychics in the group that did work it. And this information, you know, regardless of how it comes in, I extract the stuff that the police can't use, but essentially give all of the information, and in this particular case, gave it to the FBI.
Do you find that when 80% of the psychics all agree on something, that generally they're going to be the ones who pick out the right person, the right case, as opposed to the 20% who have the differing view?
It seems to work that way more often than not, but in the Ed Hatfield case, which we can talk about now or later,
yeah, go ahead.
It was about 50-50. And, you know, there's no real good explanation as to why there was that dichotomy of 50% saying alive and 50% saying dead.
Well, unless maybe she was taken to another spot and then she died or was killed.
Well, and that is the situation. But in the Ed Hatfield case, for example, he was dead the same day he went missing. And, of course, we didn't know that until we found him 11 days later. But, you know, we had half of the group saying that he was alive, and some saying he was in Vegas and he had, you know, just walked away from his vehicle and hitchhiked, but the other half is saying, no, he's literally 300 yards away from where the vehicle was found, and or 20 minutes or southeast of that direction, approximately half a mile. And, of course, when we got our canine unit out there, then we found him, you know, literally in about 45 minutes, up in a tree. He had tied himself up in a tree.
Jeez.
And basically just decided to end his life at that particular point.